Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast, December 2021. Such a month. Such a year. It's been an interesting weather year, I'll give you that much. So today I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about computers, and in particular, the evolution from Windows 10 to Windows 11. I've been using Windows 10, obviously, since it came out. And in that process, I've learned quite a few tricks and hints and things you can do. Apologize for the reminder beeps. It's reminding me that I need to do my podcast. Can't reach my phone right now, so I can't turn off the podcast reminder while I'm doing my podcast. And I'm not going to start over and re-record anyway. So I've been using Windows 10 for the last few years. I've found it to be incredibly useful. I use it at work and at home. And I've also, at the same time, you've used the Mac OS, iOS, and Android. I, because of the nature of my job, I tend to use all of them frequently. So I'm very familiar with the predominant operating systems out there. And I know, as someone that has upgraded many Android and many iOS devices and many Macs, that the upgrade process outside of the Windows world was always easier until Windows 11. I'm very impressed. I set up my new computer with Windows 11 and everything went smoothly. Now, I have not upgraded my personal production machine yet. That's the machine I do my podcasts, my blogs, and other things on, including some work meetings, and I connect that machine to my whiteboard and other, you know, things that I do for personal productivity. So I haven't upgraded that one yet. When I upgrade that, you know, we'll see just how easy the upgrade was. But in the initial blow, first machine upgraded, the process was very simple. I have to say it worked very well, and all of the components were clearly visible on my desktop and easy to get to very quickly. And the beauty of it was I installed the operating system, or I didn't install, I actually installed my ID on the operating system, and it set up my copy of Office 365. I have a copy of Office 365 that I use for my home, that my wife can have it and my kids can have it and I can have it. So it's easy and simple for all of us to log in and utilize the functionality of Microsoft Office. And at $99, frankly, it's incredibly cheap to have that and use that. And, you know, the number of computers it would cost way more than that back in the old days. But anyway, not what I'm talking about. Mostly talking about Windows 11. Setup was easy. Configuration was easy. The OS is very clean. I like it a lot. Now, the problem, and I have to be honest, whenever I buy a new PC, I always think the new PC, and therefore the new operating system, is significantly faster than the old one. The reality is my old PC always has 25,000 things that I've downloaded and installed. So, you know, if you look in the lower right-hand corner of your Windows 10 box, you'll notice there's what's called the taskbar. And if you look across that bottom bar, you'll notice there's a lot of things normally loaded. The more things in that taskbar, the more memory you're chewing up, and therefore, the less memory you have available for applications to consume when they launch. So if you look on the left side of the taskbar, those are the running applications or applications with quick launch. And if you look on the right side, those are preloaded things that happen, right? So you've got your traditional speakers, you've got your traditional network connections. But there are a bunch of other services that load, including your virus protection. And in my case, and for those of you who know me, they're probably shocked hearing this, but I load weather. I'm a huge weather geek. I love weather. I like to have weather available at all times. But anyway, the more of those on the right side of your lower corner of your Windows 10 box that you have, the more memory you're chewing up. So it's kind of a misnomer to say, oh, I got a new PC and it runs faster. Yes, I got a new PC. It does run faster. But the reality is, I don't know why the old PC doesn't run as fast. One of the reasons could be all the crap I've loaded on. Anyway, so far, Windows 11 experience has been pretty good. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you for listening to my podcast.